Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the fifth day of Adar, Aleph, Tavshin, Pei Beis. Masechta Peah, Perek Revi, Mishnah Ches. Since we learned in the previous Mishnah that a person who's makdish his produce, gives it to Hekdesh and then redeems it, that if at the time that the Chiyuv of Maestros was meant to apply, it was still in the hands of Hekdesh, then the grain becomes exempt from matnas anim, from giving the presents for the poor. But im lav, if it wasn't in the hands of Hekdesh at the time when the chiv should apply, then it's chayiv. That's what we learned in the previous mission. Now our mission is going to tell us that also as far as maestros, giving maestros is concerned, the same halach will apply. Now when our Mishnah uses the word maestros, remember that also includes truma. It's a generic term for gifts for the kohenim and the levim, maestros. Kayotze boi, says the Mishnah Ches, is similar to the previous Mishnah, ha-makdish peros of ad shelei bo'olones ha-maisros, one who gives to Hekdesh his fruits before they reach the oinas maisros, the period where they're chayv and maisros. Now there is a machlokas what that means here, because there are two periods of oinas maisros. There is what's called the first period, at which the produce reaches a third of its ripeness, shlish gedula, a third of its growth. Then there is a chiv of giving trumas a meiser before you eat a permanent meal, chalas kepa. But then there is a later time called the meruach akri, when you make the whole bundle of grain. Then you're not allowed to even have an achilas arai, you're not allowed to even have a snack, a temporary meal, before you give trumas a meiser. There's machlokes, which one does our Mishnah refer to? We will learn it like the Bar Tanur and like Rabbeinu Shimshon, that Onas Maisros here refers to the second period, Meruach HaKri, smoothening the bundle of grain. And our Mishnah wants to tell us that if he's makdish the fruits before he did that act of Meruach HaKri, before it reached that final stage, being Chayv and Maisros, Upadon, and then he redeemed it straight away, before it reached Meruach HaKri in the hands of Hekdesh, before it reached Onas Maisros, Chayoven. Then the fruits have to be taken, you have to take Maisros of the fruits. Even though fruits of Hekdesh are potter from Maisros, but here, when did it come to the Onas of Maisros? When did it reach that stage of Chiyuv, of the Meruach HaKri? It was in the private hands, it was no longer in Hekdesh hands, so they Chayv. Similarly, continues the Mishnah, what happens if after the fruits reach the stage of the chiyuv of maestros in his own prop while it was owned by him, and then he was makdishet after it already was chayv and maestros, ufdon, and he redeemed it afterwards, chayovin, again the fruits are chayv and maestros. Why? Because since the fruits were chayv, the produce was chayv in maestros before he's makdishet, the Hekdesh will not take off the Chiyuv. It would already had a Chiyuv when it was in his hands. Hikdish on Adshel in Igmaro, what happens if he was makdish the fruits before the Chayiv in Maestros, Ugamor and Hagizbar, and the temple treasurer finished it off. He did the Meruach HaKri, V'achakach Pedon, and then he redeemed it from Hekdesh. Then Peturin, then he no longer has to give any Maestros. No Truman of Maestros. Why? Because Shabishaz Chavosan, at the time when the obligation of separating Trumas Maisros arrived, namely Meruach HaKri, smoothening the grain, the pile of grain, Hoyu Peturin, they were potter, because it was done in the hands of Hekdesh. And Hekdesh is potter from Trumas Maisros. So therefore, now that he redeems it after that stage, once it's potter from Trumas Maisros, it won't be Chayv again, just because it returns to private hands. Mishnah Tes. Mishalokat is a payah. What happens if a person picks up some payah, which belongs to the poor, picks up that grain at the corner of the field, and he's a rich man. He's not allowed to take payah. But he picks it up, v'amar, and he says, harezoi l'ish ploini oni. He says, this is, I hereby declare, I've got a poor man who lives in the end of town, I'm picking it up for Yankel. Yankel lives at the end of town, I'm picking it up for him. Can he do such a thing? Rabbi Eliezer Oymer Zocholoi. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, he can. He is zoiche in the payah for that oni. And as soon as he's lifted up, that our yankel who lives at the edge of town will be zoiche in it. What's his reason? The reason is, even though He's not zeichet to be taking pay for himself because he's a rich man or a landowner. Nevertheless, if he wanted to, he could turn himself poor instantly. He could say, "I'm after everything that I have. Everything I have is ownerless now." And if he said that, he would then become poor, and then he could be zeichet for himself. Since he would be zeichet for himself, now he can be zeichet for anoni on his behalf. We call this a migui. Migui means mitoich. Since he could have made himself poor by mafkis properties and then be an oni, and once he would be an oni, he'd be able to zeichet for his friend mitoich migui that he could zeichet for himself. So therefore, we apply two miguis, and Rabbi Eliezer says he can do that. The Chum say, no, he can't do that. He's not allowed to do that. And if he does, he picks up the payer, he has to give it to the first oni he meets in the field. Because he would no right to pick it up for the oni that he wants to, say, some oni at the end of town or whatever. He can't do that. Why? Because the Chacham say that you can apply migui once, but not twice. In other words, if this fellow was poor himself, you can apply migui and say, since he can point a coin out for himself, so he can acquire it for the oni for the edge of town. That he can do. But you can't apply migui twice to say, now he's rich. Oh, but because he could declare himself owning nothing, therefore he could potentially be an oni now. And if he was an oni, he'd be able to zeichet from the guy in town. That you can't do. Haleket v'hashikha v'hapeyel shel nochri, says the Mishnah further. If a goy in Eretz Yisrael left some leket shikha and peyel for a poor person. Now, normally a goy doesn't have to do that. He's part of it. But he decided, he said, I want to leave the Jewish Jews for the poor. And he wants to leave leket shikha and peyel. And now, they pick it up, and then they take it. Are you chayiv to take maestros from it? Leket, says the Mishnah, chayiv maestros. Yes. These fruits or these grains, these crop will be chayiv in trumas and maestros, elam kin hifkir, unless the goy makes it hefker. If he makes it hefker, then it's different. Why? Hefker means that he says it. It's ownerless. It's for the poor and the rich. In such a case, it would be potter for maestros. Why? Because hefker is potter for maestro. But why isn't leket shikompeya that the goy left? Why isn't that potter for maestros? Normally, leket shikompeya is potter for maestros. But here it's not. And Gemara Rambam explains our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that when a goy buys land in Israel, he cannot strip it from the chiyuv of trumas and maestros. He can't be mafkia. He doesn't lose the obligation to trumas and maestros just because the goy owns the land. And therefore, leket shikha peya that he gives is chayv and maestros, like any produce that you would buy from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. Unless the goy is mafkirit. If he's mafkirit, then it has the din of hafkir. He declares it ownerless. And then it's part of a maestros. And that's how some farshim learn. Other farshim learn different to the Rambam. They say no. They say our Mishnah can go even according to the Chachamim, who hold yesh kinyan legoi be'eretz Yisrael of given a maestros, which means a goy can acquire land in Israel and it will be potter for maestros. He owns it outright. Except that this din is only min haTorah. Even midrabbanon, even the Chacham hold that the produce of a goy is chayv and maestros. And therefore, our Mishnah tells us here that the leket shikhan peya that the goy separates is chayv and maestros, albeit midrabbanon. Anyway, what we do learn from this Mishnah is that the leket shikhan peya of a Yisrael is definitely potter for maestros, and the poor who pick it up can keep it, and there's no chayv maestros from it.